Pinching his nose, Harry drank the potion down in two large gulps. It tasted like overcooked cabbage. Immediately, his insides started writhing as though he'd just swallowed live snakes. Doubled up, he wondered whether he was going to be sick. Then a burning sensation spread rapidly from his stomach to the very ends of his fingers and toes. Next, bringing him gasping to all fours, came a horrible melting feeling as the skin all over his body bubbled like hot wax. And before his eyes, his hands began to grow. The fingers thickened, the nails broadened, the knuckles were bulging like bolts. His shoulders stretched painfully, and a prickling on his forehead told him that hair was creeping down toward his eyebrows. His robes ripped as his chest expanded like a barrel bursting its hoops. His feet were agony in shoes four sizes too small. As suddenly as it had started, everything stopped. Harry lay face down on the stone-cold floor, listening to Myrtle gurgling morosely in the end toilet. With difficulty, he kicked off his shoes and stood up. So this is what it felt like being Goyle. His large hand trembling, he pulled off his old robes, which were hanging a foot above his ankles, pulled on the spare ones, and laced up Goyle's boat-like shoes. He reached up to brush his hair out of his eyes and met only the short growth of wiry bristles low on his forehead. Then he realized that his glasses were clouding his eyes because Goyle obviously didn't need them. He took them off and called,
"Are you two okay?"
Goyle's low rasp of a voice issued from his mouth.
"Yeah,"
came the deep grunt of Crab from his right. Harry unlocked his door and stepped in front of the cracked mirror. Goyle stared back at him out of dull, deep-set eyes. Harry scratched his ear. So did Goyle. Ron's door opened. They stared at each other. Except that he looked pale and shocked, Ron was indistinguishable from Crab, from the pudding bowl haircut to the long gorilla arms.
"This is unbelievable,"
said Ron, approaching the mirror and prodding Crab's flat nose.
"Unbelievable." "We'd better get going,"
said Harry, loosening the watch that was cutting into Goyle's thick wrist.
"We've still got to find out where the Slithering common room is. I only hope we can find someone to follow."
Ron, who had been gazing at Harry, said,
"You don't know how bizarre it is to see Goyle thinking."
He banged on Hermione's door.
"Come on, we need to go."
A high-pitched voice answered him.
"I don't think I'm going to come, after all. You go on without me."
"Hermione, we know Millicent Bulstrode's ugly. No one's going to know it's you."
"No, really, I don't think I'll come. You two hurry up, you're wasting time."
Harry looked at Ron, bewildered.
"That looks more like Goyle," said Ron. "That's how he looks every time a teacher asks him a question." "Hermione, are you okay?"
said Harry through the door.
"Fine, I'm fine. Go on."
Harry looked at his watch. 5 of their precious 60 minutes had already passed.
"We'll meet you back here, all right?"
he said.